You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner is here now to discuss the image and role of Native Americans and how they're viewed by people outside tribal communities.
Every child who goes to school in America is first introduced to Indians through the lessons of the Pilgrims and the peace-loving Indians of Massachusetts who shared their bounty on the first Thanksgiving. Perhaps they next learn of Indians when they view old Western movies where the Plains Indians, a much different band of natives, ride and whoop across the movie screen ready to attack the cowboy heroes. These Indians seem to die in droves as John Wayne's magical pistol strikes six or eight of them dead with a single shot. I say this to make a point that the picture school children have of Indians is highly distorted. The Plains Indians, particularly the great tribes of the Sioux, Cheyenne, and Arapaho, occupied the great American grasslands from Texas to Canada. Southwestern tribes, such as the Apache and Comanche, occupied the great American southwestern desert. All of these tribes lived off the land, either following the giant buffalo herds or living in wide grazing areas. They were oblivious to man-made borders. Their lives were made very difficult by railroads and barbed wire fences that parceled out grazing lands and affected the migration routes of the buffalo. As buffalo were killed off by the hundreds of thousands as a nuisance, the Plains Indians felt the loss. The American government never fully realized how to deal with these indigenous people. They tried to kill them, tame them, even bargain with them, and, in the worst efforts, tried to make them white and to force their children to give up their ways. The results of these actions can be found in Western reservations from Oklahoma to the Pacific Ocean. Today, many of these tribes survive by coping with a modern world which has little respect for their traditions. Several of the tribes have dedicated themselves to interpreting the old ways, both for their own members and to demonstrate their value to outsiders. In our region, we can learn to respect Indian culture thanks to the efforts of the Catawan tribe of the Adai, whose community is north of Robeline in Natchitoches Parish, and the Cherokees in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. The Cherokees had been forced to the west, walking what is called the Trail of Tears from their eastern homes. Too often, Americans think of Indians in very much the same way the early settlers did, not as nations like the English, German, Polish, or French who arrived in the New World. Yet the five civilized tribes each had their own written languages, and many of these native peoples were recognized by the United States in the 19th century as separate nations. Thus, the Indian treaties that we heard about in school were in fact treaties created with these independent nations as America moved west. Almost all of them were broken by the United States government, and the effects were almost always detrimental to the Native Americans. As the railroads and civilization moved west, and the great expanses of grasslands were sectioned into ranches and farms, the Native Americans were forced into less desirable areas. The Indian Territory was created in what is today the state of Oklahoma and other western states. It has been too easy for Americans to devalue Native Americans as not cultured. Yet they have made significant contributions to America. They foster strong family and community structure. They exhibit concern for nature and are good environmentalists and conservators. They rarely made war against each other just for the purpose of annihilating another tribe. They demonstrated a strong sense of religion as well as a belief in a higher power and life after death. Native Americans may not be your history, but they are our history. American history. That matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport and joins us every Tuesday morning for History Matters.